Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Before I give you the specific question, let me just play this piece of news for you guys, and it will set up what my question is going to be, because I don't think it will pertain to anybody in our listening audience.
While the economy is hurting most industries, it's keeping the prostitution industry alive. Brothel owners say that success is attractive to many women who are out of a job.
I sort of know where I'm going to go with this now.
There's so many girls wanting to go to work now because of the economy. You know, there's layoffs in every sector of the economy. The auto workers, the big insurance companies, you know, all the Wall Street. We're getting a lot of people from New York City wanting to come to work.
Welcome to the Bunny Ranch.
The economy is driving women to places like the Bunny Ranch. Just last month alone, they had 1,500 applications. The Bunny Ranch isn't the only place seeing an increase in applications. Over at Wild Horse and Mustang Ranch, the madam says they have 30 to 40% increase in women looking for jobs. Sunny Lane, who works at the Bunny Ranch, says she left the adult film industry in Los Angeles because it was starting to fail. And now she can make her money here at the ranch.
That's why they
money
need
plays
bail
the
out.
Biggest decision in a lot of people's lives. And so I think for myself and my business, I want to still shoot and direct my own films. I have some big projects coming up this year. So for me, it was a big decision of doing the right thing for myself and my business at Sunny Lane Enterprises and bringing the Bunny Ranch together. So it's huge.
Air Force Amy has been in the industry for 19 years. She says she's beginning to see a change in the girls.
A lot of the ladies, what I do see change are ladies with great educations, master's degrees, and women that come from all walks of life. It's a lot different than 20 years ago where it was just a street hooker from under the bridge. And it's a totally different ball game now.
The world's oldest profession is seeing a lot of new changes, but it's also surviving in a tough economic world.
You know, I'm listening to that, and I don't know why the word hooker to me is so crass, but prostitute doesn't bother me at all. Hooker just sounds...
They're both pretty crass.
Random tangent for a second. So when I was in elementary school, my sister was in high school, and she played on a softball team, and the softball team was sponsored by Hooker Chemical Company. And I swear, her softball jersey on the front and arch said, Hooker.
This is my obvious question to ask here.
Okay.
I don't think anybody listening right now will call up that has hit such tough economic times, because we are in brutal times right now. Brutal times cause for desperate measures. Is there anybody that has started prostituting?
Tricking.
Because you had to.
Well, I put it out there.
Because of the economy.
I put it out there, but I haven't gotten any calls yet.
Could you take a call of somebody that became an escort?
Same thing.
Isn't it the same thing?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Okay.
Just different wording.
An escort's a hooker with a website.
And we'll put you on the voice disguiser. We got
it's
calls.
The winter
phone lines
season.
Are lit up.
We got calls.
No, you're not a failure. You're
damn
not
it.
A failure.
Hey, Todd, you're on Q100.
Hi, how's everyone doing?
Okay, you're on the voice disguiser.
Absolutely. I have escorted for like about the past year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And times have really gotten hard. I'm a college student, I'm a full time college student. And I have day and evening classes, typically Monday through Thursday. And it's just very difficult to sustain a job. It really, really is. And I had a job when the gas was at $4 a gallon. It was literally costing me more work to get to work. It was costing me more money to get to work than I was actually making there.
Mm.
And me and some of my friends were... you know, just sitting around making jokes about it. Then we're like, you know what? We could really do this. I mean, I'm a very attractive guy, and my friends are attractive, and, you know, we just actually started escorting.
So you guys are doing this as, like, a business together, or do you have individual websites and individual businesses?
Well, we're all individual, but there are clients that want to have more than one person there simultaneously.
Oh.
Well.
Wow. Is your clientele mostly single women or is it married women?
I get a wide potential clientele. Honestly, I mean, it's even, I even have like male clientele, which is kind of different, but I mean, I don't really ask that many questions. They don't ask that many questions. They just ask for my name and
Had you ever been intimate with another man before you started doing it for a living?
I've had an experience. I think most guys, realistically, if they're honest with themselves, they've had some type of experience with another male. But I mean, I'm not ashamed to say. I mean, yeah, I have. You know, being younger.
And how much do you get?
The minimum that I've ever gotten was $150, and that was for pretty much just a simple meet and greet.
And how expensive can it get?
I've had clients that have flown me out of the country and
wow,
things like that. So those really go up to like $3,000 and $4,000 for a weekend.
Wow, you are hot.
$4,000.
Yeah.
Hot.
Hang on a minute. Hobby wants to talk to you.
Hang on a second.
Thank you for calling, Todd. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, man.
And we don't have to be done there.
I'm uncomfortable because it's so sad.
Yeah.
I know it is. I didn't anticipate us getting any calls at all on it. Good morning, Emily.
Hi.
Hi, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi.
How long ago did you start doing this?
Just a few months ago, not really that long.
And how bad was it economically for you before you said, okay, this is it, this is what I got?
Well, it's really bad. I mean, you know, when you're only working minimum wage, it gets hard when you're trying to keep rent and food and gas and stuff.
Is this like a website, escort website thing?
Oh, no. Actually, I only actually have sex with a few guys, and then I let people watch for money.
Okay.
So people will pay you
to... So you charge for voyeurism.
Hmm?
I said, so you charge for voyeurism more than anything else.
So you have another partner that you have sex with, so you guys, it's sort of a business, and then people pay the both of you to watch?
Right.
Wow.
How do you find a partner to do that? How do you go to your friend and go, look, I got this idea for a business?
He came to me with it. We had been friends for several years, and he was going through a tough time, and so was I. And he said, you know, I bet we can make money like this. And I said, sure, why don't we give it a try? And it's worked out really well.
Had you been intimate with this guy before it became a business for the two of you?
No.
So the very first time you guys ever had sex was in front of somebody else?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And is it really just like a working relationship?
Yeah.
So you guys aren't together unless you're getting paid?
Right. I mean, we still do like friend stuff together. Like,
yeah.
We've been friends for a long time. But we're not like intimate together unless we're getting paid.
Are you physically attracted to him at all?
Well, I mean, he's a nice looking guy. But it's not like that. You know what I mean? It's
so,
just like
business.
It's business, yeah.
What does somebody pay just to watch?
That is so fascinating.
What now?
What does somebody pay just to watch?
That's what they do. They just pay to watch.
Right. How much?
Usually about $200.
And do you have bleachers up? Is it a bunch of people or is it just one person?
At a time.
It's right in the middle of Phillips Arena. it's a whole arena full of people. And do you have a website? Is that where people find you?
No. He just finds people that he knows and stuff.
So he just goes to his buddies and goes.
He really runs it. I don't really do anything.
So he goes to a party, has a few beers, and says, hey, you guys want to get in on something? For $200, I'll let you watch me have sex with my girlfriend.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
And does he have a picture of you that he's showing everybody? Like, if you want to watch me have sex with this girl, it'll cost you $200?
Usually we're at places together.
I see.
You know? Like, usually we'll go out together and,
network.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is so fascinating.
It really is. I'm very
inquisitive. Do the other people ever ask if they can get involved?
Yeah, they do.
Do you ever let them?
No, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And how often is this going down?
It's like, I don't want to let her off the phone because it's really interesting.
It's usually just probably about once every 2 weeks, but occasionally we'll do it more than that.
So $200-$300 a month for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. And it's not something that you're not proud of, but you're, I mean, it's just business for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something that I'm advertising, most definitely, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do, and me and this guy, we've been friends for, like I said, like 3 or 4 years, so, you know.
There's so many guys right now that have girlfriends that are going to propose this today that have wanted to sleep with them for years. Look, this is all about business.
Just business.
To
the economy.
Right.
Desperate times. You're in a slump.
I got to get some unemployed girlfriends.
Good morning, Jamie. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know what to say.
How long ago did you, was it purely economic reasons the last couple of months that got you into this?
Basically, I, fell upon hard times and had this friend that would, is interested. He's married, so he would, it wasn't actually, sex or anything, but it was, fetish, kind of, show your stuff and a little bit of spanking or something.
Mm-hmm. So so this married friend of yours is paying you for you to spank him, or he spanks you?
He spanks me.
And then that's it?
Well, I mean, there's a few other toys involved, but it was never, it wasn't actual stuff. He didn't, I don't know how to say this. I'm not used to being on the radio.
Well, be really careful, because we're walking a real close edge right here.
Okay.
In fact, so much so, let me just go ahead and put you on hold. I think we got what we got. Yeah, I just don't want to...
You really
want to go over the line?
You have to put her on hold. Okay. You just probably hang up on her, unless you want to talk to her.
I like to spank myself.
Wow. Save that.
Save that and send it to Sanjay Gupta.
All right, one last call here. This is our closer call. Hey, Tim, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
Okay, how are you?
A little disturbed.
Good, yeah, a little disturbed, but a little fascinated.
Yeah,
a little interested.
Same here, man, same here. All right, my girlfriend, she had got this message from this guy on MySpace wanting her to join his little escort service thing, and she didn't tell me at first, and then about a week or two later, she told me about it, and I was like, what are you thinking, girl? We should do this, because I'm a firefighter, and everybody's talking about getting laid off and everything, and it's just, times are really, really tough right now, but... I mean, it don't bother me at all. I would love for her to do that, because that way we'd have enough money to get by,
All right, I got a couple of questions right off the bat. So,
yeah.
It's are you telling me that there are people that go online just looking for hot girls on to recruit just based on like MySpace photos and Facebook?
Yeah.
So he looked at her, thought she was hot, and then contacted her to be an escort.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she said yes.
No, she said no.
She said no.
She didn't message him back or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So she hasn't done anything yet?
No, I have been wanting her to so bad.
Wouldn't bother you at all, not even a little bit?
No.
Are you sure?
Wow.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That means she'd be hooking up with other dudes.
Yeah, I mean, it don't bother me.
Wendy, queen of the obvious.
Do you? You realize that
sure
means
he knows that it's not just a date. Yeah. It's going back to hotel rooms. It's doing favors. It's not just a date. It's not just escorting someone somewhere.
And I don't. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
If what was that movie with Demi Moore, Robert Redford? Like when
Indecent Proposal.
Proposal. Like it's all cool and sounds good, and you're gonna make extra money. But then once you start doing it, I don't believe you that you wouldn't be bothered by it once it starts.
You'll be Woody Harrelson. You'll freak out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's just like it would just be sex and it's just business? You know, she loves you.
Oh, yeah, we're in love. Oh, yeah, totally in love. Get married and everything.
Why are you rolling your eyes like that, Mark?
Because I don't believe that he won't get competitive after the process starts.
Well, because your curiosity will kill you. Be like, well, how was it? What was he like? What was that like? And then once she starts telling you, you're going to be like, well, did you like it? Did you like it better?
Mm-hmm.
How was that? You know what I mean? It's just,
it
could opens questions for you that will lead to other places you don't even know you're going.
But because it's not emotional for you and she would just be doing it to bring home money, that's business for you.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I like that easy money stuff.
How much did he offer her?
She said she could make up to a grand a night.
A grand a night.
Yeah.
Wow.
So have you pressed her on it, or is she just dead set against it?
She's pretty much dead set against it, but I'm still working on it.
Well, you're the firefighter. You could go out and make the money.
Well, I am, but everybody's talking about laying everybody off.
No, I'm not talking about firefighting. I'm not talking about...
She's a yeah,
I'm
if
not
you're a
talking about putting that fire out.
High.
I'm talking about another fire out.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. Jeff has wanted to ask you guys this question since like 7:15 this morning. He told us this morning that if and when Jessica gets pregnant, and this is a decision that they decide to make, that he doesn't want to be in the delivery room when she's delivering their baby. It's just,
I'm not saying I would rather not. I know that I have to be. My frustration comes from the fact that at some point in the past two decades, the opportunity to decide that has been taken away from men.
There are so many obvious reasons that we debated why guys have to be in the delivery room earlier this morning. Doesn't need to be debated again.
Yeah. No.
But Jeff, his fear is that he's going to pass out. Like, he'll see the blood, he can't handle all this stuff, and he's going straight down.
Right. And I want all the attention focused on the greatest child ever to be born. So
down the hall.
That being said,
that's happened twice already. Jesus and Sanjay.
Oh my God.
But go on.
Seriously, dude. Federal. Secret Service. You'll just disappear.
Does he have to wear what? Does he have to wear that, like, that Navy captain uniform if he becomes U.S. Surgeon General, like Coop did, or was Coop
no,
actually
Coop
in the Navy?
No, Coop was in the Navy.
Yeah.
All right, just wondering because Sanjay would look good in that uniform.
And he was also the guy who found all the fried fish patties.
Anyway,
see, Everett Coop tells you not to smoke and Long John Silver wants you to have a fried fish patty.
He should have done all his PSAs in that yellow slicker.
Slicker, yes, with that hat.
Oh my gosh, I wish we had a webcam.
Anywho, so, and this came from an instant message from somebody that shall not be named, because if no phone calls come in, I don't want her to be embarrassed. But she said, you should do what my husband did. He was drunk in the delivery room.
Oh, I'm sure that happens a lot.
So he was so anxious about the whole thing that
he
just
decided
to...
brought a flask into the delivery room.
What?
And he was buzzed when he went in.
So is there anybody listening right now that was either buzzed in the delivery room or your husband was drunk in the delivery room just so he could be there for support? He had to get through it any way he could.
Right.
And alcohol gave him a little liquid confidence.
And I'm sure a lot of it's the accidental drunk, you know, like, mm-hmm. because I'm sure there are guys that may purposely do that. But, you know, what's worse is it's the accidental drunk and they probably still pass out.
404-741-Q100. Good morning, Autumn.
Hi.
Hey.
My ex-husband, we were married for 10 years, and it was an accidental drunk in the delivery room. We go in, they admit me into the hospital, and as soon as my water breaks, he promptly gets up and throws up in the bathroom, and the nurse is checking on him rather than checking on me.
See, that's my concern.
That's what Jeff was saying earlier this morning also.
He was drunk. You're not going to be drunk. You're going
to
be fine.
But it's that accidental drunk like Melissa's talking about. Is you go mm-hmm. just to ease the nerves a little
right.
bit. You take a little bit, and a little turns into too much.
Right. And you know, maybe you had a lack of sleep. Maybe you didn't eat much that mm-hmm. day. So all the circumstances make you drunk.
And you're nervous at the same time.
Yeah.
Good morning, Pamela. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hey. My husband, when we had our first child, he wasn't drunk, but he came into the delivery room high.
Oh.
And that was the only way he could get through it. And the whole 9 months, he kept saying, I'm not going to cut the cord. Well, he basically pushed the doctor out of the way to cut the cord.
He didn't eat the cord, did he?
No. The image is hilarious. My mom had a fit over it.
So somewhere in like the north side parking lot before he comes in, he just breaks out some weed, takes a hit, and then comes on in?
No, his friend, they went to Walmart to get the cigars for the baby and all that stuff.
Laced
and when
him.
He comes back, I was like, I'm over here in pain, giving birth to your child, and this is the way you come back to the hospital.
Oh, now, if the doctors gave you that choice at the moment, though, as the mother, you take it too.
People probably won't say this to your face, but I'm just going to, I mean, this is no basis on judgment for Love Your Baby, but he really bought the cigars at Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably little Swisher sweets.
That's what I'm saying. Did he break the plastic ends off?
That was the closest place. That's where he went.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like if she went into labor, I mean, where's he going to go?
Right.
You want to go into the smoke shop that's, you know, in Buckhead?
Well, you know, it's coming.
He doesn't smoke anymore. After that, you know, he went to hold the baby and it scared him, and he doesn't smoke no more, thank God. But, you know, that scared him straight. I was like, yes.
That's when does a man plan ahead to get the cigars for his baby?
Seriously, Jeff.
Hey, he had weed in his car.
Hey, Rachel, hold on one sec for me. You're going to be my closer call, okay?
Okay.
All right, sometimes it's not the husbands that are drunk in the delivery room. Sometimes it's the staff.
Oh, no.
You're kidding.
And we'll talk to Rachel about that in a second. Hey, Jennifer, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yeah, my husband was accidentally drunk. Mm-hmm. We went to a benefit, and I was 8.5 months pregnant, and he proceeded to drink and drink and drink. And I went into labor 2 weeks early, had to drive myself to the hospital.
Oh no.
All right, this one here is a little bit more justifiable, though, because she went into labor early, and it's not like he got buzzed in order to go to the delivery room.
Mm-hmm.
What was bad is I actually started cramping and said, I'm going to go sit out in the car. I don't feel real well, and something's not right, and I need you to meet me as soon as you get done talking to the person you're talking to. And he stayed for like an hour. And I had to text him, couldn't get out of the car and go find him, too much pain. So, drove myself to the hospital, parked in like the emergency parking, and I was like, you know, my car is in the emergency parking. It's only good for half an hour. Drunk husband can't go move it. And, yeah, he actually ended up passing out in the delivery room, like on the floor in the most disgusting place in a delivery room.
You said this was your ex-husband or this is your current husband?
Current husband.
Oh, but he's paying every damn day.
Yes, he is.
He sure is.
Without a doubt.
That's one you don't forget. Okay, Rachel, not your husband that was drunk.
No, my doctor was drunk when I was delivered.
What?
So my mom's doctor was drunk. At the time she said she didn't even really think about it because I was such a large baby. I was 10 pounds, 2 ounces.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, in retrospect, they should have given her a C-section, but she was trying to have me naturally and was so consumed by that she actually had to put the pieces back together the next day to realize what had happened, and he was drunk, and as a result I have an arm injury from it because my arm was the first part of my body that he could hold on to, so he just continued to pull me out by it. So yeah, it was very bizarre. It's kind of like a Lifetime movie. I mean, he went in to change all my birth files and everything, and kind of left the state after that.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to say, lawyers are tripping over themselves trying to call and get your information.
No kidding. This was how long ago?
26 years ago.
Wow.
And you still have the scars from it.
That's sad and tragic what happened, but I could see where if a doctor was not on call but was being paged because you go into delivery, and let's say they're at a benefit, and they're drinking at a benefit like that woman's husband, and they're accidentally drunk, and then they get the page that one of their patients has gone into labor.
I can tell you this. It's another topic for another time, but keep in mind my sister-in-law is a nurse, and the calls that we would take from nurses confessing that the doctors that come back from being on call that are working on patients that are drunk would shock you.
No way.
Happens more than y'all think.
Really?
You mean like had one beer at lunch, or
no.
You mean like
you're talking about
drunk.
Like doctors are on call,
right?
The nurses can't handle what's going on, or they're supposed to. The protocol is you call the doctors. Doctors are on call and they're not supposed to be drinking.
Okay,
but they go ahead and they risk it. They gamble. Look, nothing's gonna happen.
Oh, that they won't get the call.
Nothing's gonna happen tonight. So they go to a party. They get their drink on.
Wow.
And sure enough, they're called in and they have to go back to the hospital and work on the patients and they're drunk. You'll be shocked by the calls.
It's scary.
Wow.
Good morning, Tiffany. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi.
Well,
I went into labor while my husband was at work. He came home. I had to wait for him to take a shower. Then we had to go by his grandmother's house, and she gave him like 10 Percocet or something.
Oh, no.
And so we were in the delivery room, and I did not know that's why he went by there. So I'm wondering, in the delivery room, he's acting really freaked out and, like, turns green when my son comes out.
Is this your regret?
He couldn't cut the cord. The doctors were like, sir, do you want to sit down? Because you look like you're about to pass out. So he was pretty, I mean, he was feeling pretty good. We were both doped up, but
Was it your grandma or his grandma who slipped in the pills?
His grandmother.
Okay.
In any situation, if you're a drug supplier, legal or illegal, is your grandparents? That puts you in a different category. Right. A totally and completely different category. You don't want to be in.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.